The Museum of Islamic Art in Cairo holds 2, 3, and 4. The Fatimids. The Fatimids were named after Fatima al-Zahra, daughter of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Fatimid dynasty was founded in North Africa in the year 297 AH, 909 AD, by Ubaydullah al-Mahdi, who became the first Fatimid Caliph. It was mainly a Shiite state, which spread its dominion thanks to the efforts of a group of Shiite preachers who attracted people to their fold and introduced them to their own version of Islamic jurisprudence. From the outset, three successive attempts were made by the Fatimids to conquer Egypt with no success, until they managed to achieve their goal thanks to their famous army general, Jawhar al-Saqlabi, who was sent by the Caliph al-Mu'izz al-Din Allah al-Fatimi in 358 AH, 969 AD, and managed to establish the new capital city named Al-Mansuriyya, later to be renamed Al-Qahira, at the advent of the Caliph as a portent of victory over the enemies. He also established the Congregational Mosque of Al-Azhar in the heart of his new capital city. Henceforth, Cairo and its Al-Azhar Mosque were to become the major centers for spreading the Shiite doctrine. The Fatimid dynasty lasted for more than 200 years until it was toppled by Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, or Saladin, the first Ayyubid sultan in 567 AH, 1171 AD. Noteworthy, however, is the fact that despite the total control of the Fatimids over Egypt for this long duration, they could not convert the Egyptians to their Shiite faith. This is confirmed by the famous historian Ibn al-Athir, who reported that the decisive fall of the Fatimids and their faith in Egypt went totally unopposed. The only consequence was the shift of emphasis from Al-Azhar Mosque to that of Al-Hakim, where the Jum'ah congregational prayer started to be practiced. This remained as such until the time of the Mamluk Sultan Baybars al-Bundaqdari, who reinstated the Jum'ah congregational prayer and the circles of learning at Al-Azhar, thus rendering the latter the uncontested zenith of Sunni scholarship throughout the Islamic world from that time onward till today. The life of the Fatimid royal court was characterized by sumptuousness, especially in the decoration of their palaces and living quarters. Their palaces were comprised of huge halls opening up on vestibules leading up to the gardens. The latter were surrounded by fences and gates leading to the royal quarters. Their architecture was very luxurious, as exemplified by the Egyptian buildings, which saw for the first time the wide use of bricks in the decoration of facades. The caliphs used to go out in impressive and majestic parades in order to gain the love and respect of their people. Their residences were split between the Eastern Palace, home of the caliph and his administrative staff, and the Western Palace, which occupied an area of 100,000 square meters and was dedicated to the heir apparent and the caliph's harem. The large expanse of land separating the two palaces was used as a parade ground for the Fatimid official ceremonies. The Fatimid period is usually considered one of the most illustrious Islamic eras in Egypt from an artistic standpoint. This was naturally reflected on all applied artistic works, which displayed a rich diversity in decorative subjects ranging from daily life scenes, hunting and musical festivity scenes, all the way to the lush Fatimid court scenes. Special emphasis was put on popular subjects such as the characteristic Egyptian fencing, al-tahtib, which appeared on regular handicrafts. The Fatimids focused also very strongly on Islamic festivities as a means of gaining the favors of the local population. They particularly celebrated the Muslim New Year, Ashura, the Prophet's birthday, peace be upon him, Fatima Zahra's birthday, and the beginning of Ramadan. On the first day of Ramadan, the Caliph used to send a plate full of sweets to all the emirs, public officials, harem, and entourage, and even the palace servants. The plate sent to the members of his immediate family used to have a sachet full of gold in its center. This token gesture was extended to the rest of the Egyptian populace, who received all sorts of sweets in their turn. In a laudable spirit of brotherhood with their Christian fellow citizens, the Fatimids also made a point of celebrating with them some Christian occasions, like the day of Epiphany and Maundy Thursday. The Fatimid era is considered to be the golden age of development of science for both the Islamic civilization and humanity at large. The Fatimid royal court was a vital intellectual station for all the ulama, the scientists from East and West, such as Al-Hasan ibn al-Haytham and Ibn Yunus al-Masri. Al-Hasan ibn al-Haytham was one of the most famous physicists in Islamic history. He was honored and praised by all. In Europe, he was known as Al-Hazen. He moved from Basra to Cairo in response to an official invitation made to him by the Fatimid Caliph Al-Hakim bi-Amrillah. When the latter heard his saying, "Had I been in Egypt, I would have built a dam that would control the affluence of its Nile to ensure the optimum benefit from its water, irrespective of the volume of the annual yield." Thus, he was the first to introduce the idea of building a dam similar to Egypt's present-day High Dam at Aswan. He was also an astronomer, in addition to being a remarkable optician, which earned him the title of founder of modern optics. His prolific writings in this field led to the subsequent invention of many modern optical instruments, most notably the camera. Ibn Yunus al-Masri was one of the most famous Arab astronomers. He has succeeded in making accurate calculations for the trajectories of the sun, the moon, and the various planets using his astronomical observatory set up atop the Muqattam Hills. He also wrote Al-Zayg al-Hakimi, a book named after Caliph al-Hakim, which contains detailed astronomical tables used in tracking the stars and producing very accurate calendars. It was deemed a more accurate reference on the subject than the one produced earlier during the Ptolemaic period by the scholars of the school of Alexandria. Ibn Yunus also excelled in the field of logarithms. Among his remarkable achievements were his computation of the accelerating speed of the moon and his invention of the pendulum, 600 years before Galileo Galilei, who is traditionally and erroneously credited for it. He has clearly described this invention in his book entitled The Pendulum. In recognition of the great contribution he has made to the field of astronomy, a whole region on the dark side of the moon was officially named after him. These three halls hold a variety of rare masterpieces, among them wooden portable mihrab from the mausoleum of Sayyida Ruqayya from Egypt, Fatimid, 6th century AH, 12th century AD, Mia number 446. The wife of the Caliph Al-Amir bi-Ahkam Allah commissioned the manufacture of this portable wooden mihrab. Most probably, this mihrab was made in the reign of the Khalif Al-Faiz and his vizier Al-Salih Tala'i between 549 and 555 AH, 1154 and 1160 AD. That is indicated in an epigraphic frieze of floriated kufic on its facade. The four sides of the mihrab are decorated with various vegetal motifs, such as intricate tri-lobed and five-lobed leaves, clusters of grapes, as well as wooden inlays with polylobed star-shaped geometric ornamentation. Considered to be the first emergence of the uncompleted star-shaped dishes in the Fatimid period. Wooden panel engraved with abstract elements from Egypt, Fatimid, 5th century AH, 11th century AD, Mia number 3391. The wooden artifacts in the Fatimid period are varied between doors, portable mihrabs, and wooden cenotaphs that are characterized by their delicate engraved decorations applied on levels. The decoration displayed some scenes from the daily life in the Fatimid royal court and engraved on a background of animal and human figures. The symmetrical composition was taken into consideration, especially in distributing the foliate designs of these wooden panels. Wooden panel engraved with human, animal, and floral decorations from Egypt, Fatimid, 5th century AH, 11th century AD, Mia number 3473. These panels once adorned the palaces of the Fatimid caliphs in Al-Mu'izz al-Din Allah Street between Zuwayla and Al-Futuh gates. The palaces were decorated with scenes from daily life depicting hunting, music, dancing, and drinking activities. The decorations were applied in several layers, reflecting the artisan's talent in the Fatimid period. Those panels were reused to decorate the huge architectural complex of the Mamluk Sultan Al-Mansur Qalawun in Al-Mu'izz al-Din Allah Street in 684 AH, 1285 AD. Luster-painted ceramic shard decorated with a scene depicting Christ as an evidence of Muslim tolerance. From Egypt, Fatimid, 4th and 5th century AH, 10th, 11th century AD, Mia number 5397. This fragment depicts what is believed by some to be the portrait of Jesus Christ with a beard and long hair, carrying a book thought to be the Bible, bestowing his blessings with his right hand. His two fingers symbolize the dual nature of Jesus, and some researchers believe that his other three fingers symbolize the two letters Alpha and Omega, as mentioned in the Apocalypse of St. John. This scene is repeated in Coptic art in the wall paintings of the monastery of Bawiti in Upper Egypt, 5th century AD, which reflects the religious tolerance towards non-Muslims in the Fatimid period. Luster-painted ceramic dish in the name of Commander Ghabn with inscription and floral decoration. From Egypt, Fatimid, 5th century AH, 11th century AD, Mia number 12997. This dish is considered to be the biggest of all ceramic plates in Islamic art. It is decorated with stylized vegetal motifs and Kufic writing on the inner rim, which says, Master Ghabn, dot dot dot, Lord, Hakim Ba'amr, dot dot dot, on his father's, end quote. This refers to one of the army commanders in the reign of Al-Hakim Ba'amrillah. Ghabn was one of the Khalif Al-Hakim's servants who consolidated his authority for a while during Al-Hakim's caliphate. In 401 AH, 1011 AD, he was promoted to the rank of commander-in-chief. He was trustful to hold two positions, the police and the husba. It is worthy of mention that Al-Hakim appointed him to be in charge of various social regulations, such as prohibiting eating molokhiya and types of fish with no scales. He also put some regulations for preventing women walking outdoor and attending funerals. Later on, in Rabi' II, 404 AH, the 10th of November, 1013 AD, he was punished by the Caliph by cutting one of his hands. However, the hand was sent to the Caliph. In the same month, he was also punished by cutting his tongue and shortly died thereafter. Luster painted ceramic dish from Egypt, Fatimid, 4th, 5th century AH, 10th, 11th century AD, Mia number 14923. This ceramic plate is adorned with the painting of a female music player. This scene indicates that the art of music was not only limited to men, but also women engaged in it. Stop. Cylindrical box with lids from Egypt or Sicily, 5th or 6th century AH, 11th or 12th century AD, Mia number 15,433.